Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson, especially verse 35. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And this should at some point, at least at some point, trigger something in your mind that goes, well, this is kind of strange. Why is God praying? Because God's the one we pray to, and yet there is Jesus, who is God, out there in a desolate place, and there he's praying. What's going on? Well, let's see, getting into this. Sorted the meditation into three parts: before prayer, in prayer, and after prayer. Before prayer, there has to come an invitation to pray. Because we as human beings, we don't have, just by the fact that we exist, we don't have the right to go barging into the throne room of God and talk to God and start asking for things. We're sinners and we wandered off from God. Luther got it right when he taught about the address to the Lord's Prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, and he said, with these words, God tenderly invites us to believe that he is our true Father and that we are his true children. So there's our invitation. But it is different with Jesus because Jesus, he is the Son of God, and he has an eternal relationship with the Father, doesn't he? And so, again, what's going on? Jesus goes out to pray. And there, early in the morning, well, it fits the description that Isaiah gives. The Lord awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to listen as the disciple. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not disobedient, nor did I turn back. That's a description of the prayer life of Jesus. Day by day to spend time with his Father, because that's what Jesus has been doing from all eternity. That relationship, that fellowship, that communing there, it is one of absolute beautiful harmony when all things are in perfect union. And so there Jesus is out in a desolate place. But he goes there as one of us. Meaning, he carries our needs. The burdens of this human nature, the frailness of the flesh, the being subject to hunger and thirst and fatigue. And so he goes as one of us. And then on Tuesday at our Bible study, somebody asked, well, when Jesus went out to pray, what was he praying? It's a great question, isn't it? Forces some thinking about it. What was there that Jesus was praying in the prayer life of the Son of God? And as I put more and more thought into it, here are a few of the thoughts. Realize who he's talking about as he talks with his Father. He's talking about you, me, all humanity. Realize that as Jesus goes through his day, he knows each one that he has encountered. He knows the needs. Spiritual, emotional, physical needs. He knows which parts of the Word of God, which verses, which promises need to be spoken to strengthen the individual day by day as he goes along. So, in Jesus' prayer, there is everybody he's encountered that day, that previous day. And he's talking with his Father. And talking with his Father about the plan of salvation applied to each individual one. there is in the prayer of Jesus, all those that he would encounter in the coming day, and which parts of the Word of God, what promises, what teachings need to be shared with them, and how in doing all of this he can take them, knowing exactly where they are and everything that is in the heart and the soul, knowing all the condition of the faith, knowing the hopes and the fears, the doubts, and the believing in the Word of God, knowing all of those, how to take that plan of salvation and set it in motion again that day in the lives of everyone that he will meet. So here comes the first of a couple of questions. If you at the end of the day decided that at the end of each day you would pray to God individually for each person that you encountered that day, would that be easy to do? And then if you add in everyone that came to your awareness that day. So you start praying, oh, say, at 7 in the evening. When do you finish? You'll be sleep deprived, won't you? And now let's add more to this. As Jesus prays these prayers, he understands that the answer to the prayers that he prays for the salvation of the souls of the people, that answer is Jesus himself. He asks his Father and prays to his Father for each one, realizing that the answer to each one of those prayers is himself. And he understands in the prayers as he's doing them right from the beginning of his ministry that the answer to those prayers, the answer to the plan of salvation in each one's life is going to happen up at Jerusalem and outside the city at the place called Calvary on the cross. He knows all of this. And he prays for us with that understanding and knowledge. Do you notice the last line of the hymn we just sang? And hold you in the palm of his hand. Tell me, what is distinct about the palm of the hand of Jesus? Yeah. He holds us in the nail-marked hand. In fact, he holds us in his palms as he holds the nails there on the cross. As we get into Lent, realize the nails didn't hold him. They had no power to keep him there. He held on to the nails. Because in that act, he was holding our souls in his hands. Our salvation, our eternity, holding us in his hands. That is what's in the prayer of Jesus. So Jesus continues that ministry of prayer. The Bible tells us he ever lives to make intercession for us. So each day that goes by, you have Jesus praying for you and talking with the Father, and there in the perfect harmony and in the unity of the triune God, your salvation is talked about. The plan of salvation as it comes into your life and as it continues in your life until he brings you into eternal life. All of that is discussed, set in motion, and you are prayed for by God himself daily. And then the third part is after prayer. So Peter and others go searching for Jesus. Everyone's looking for you, and he says, let us go to the next towns that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out. It is out of the prayers of Jesus, and prayer being that unity of purpose, that relationship of oneness with his Father, out of those prayers comes all that he sets out to do. Out of the prayers comes the preaching. Out of the prayers comes the miracles, the healing of the sick, the sight restored to the blind, hearing to the deaf, the lame are able to walk, the lepers cleansed. All of that comes out of the prayers and the relationship with God. Because that's how it is with prayer. It is a joining together with God in the purposes of the kingdom of God. And out of the prayers of Jesus comes the salvation of the world and your salvation and your neighbor's salvation. And so it is. The prayer of Jesus is right at the center of his ministry. In Jesus' name, amen.